Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report featuring Corey Fleck, I have to say. Having said that, we're starting out the show in the first couple of segments with our friend Rick Rule. We're at the Sprott Stansbury Asset Conference, and we decided we would track down Rick and get him to help us out with the first two segments. Rick, I want to get away from the resource sector right now for just a little bit, even though you're the best in the world when it comes to that. But I want to talk a little bit about domestic economic policies in the United States, and perhaps more particularly the domestic economic environment in the United States. I got to tell you, can you make any sense out of it whatsoever?
Well, with the caveat, Al, that I'm a credit analyst, not an economist, the answer is no. You and I have talked about this on your show before, but the idea that an $18 trillion on-balance sheet liability is somehow more serviceable than a $14 trillion on-balance sheet liability sort of defies my sense of arithmetic. I don't understand myself. I went to the wrong school, I guess. I don't understand how you add a big column of negative numbers and come up with a positive. Maybe Corey, who's somewhat younger than you and I, can answer that question, but I sure don't know it.
Now, I think we all agree that it just doesn't make sense on paper, but the fact of the matter is this has been continuing for a number of years, and that's, I think, the unfortunate thing that we keep on seeing, that it keeps on going down this road. So while it doesn't make sense, the fact of the matter is it's happening. But this, I think, is what is on everybody's mind, economists and investors, and that's an upcoming potential interest rate rise. That's all we hear about on the news on a constant basis, and that is what I think is on everybody's mind.
But, guys, don't you think it's all about psychology right now? I mean, it's a given fact, Rick, at least in my mind, that the federal government, the Federal Reserve, whatever you want to call them, the powers that be are keeping the economy going. Now, admittedly, when the economy stops going, it's going to be one hell of a crash. Okay, but I would maintain that what's going on right now, of course it makes absolutely no fundamental sense, no fundamental sense whatsoever. But from a psychological standpoint, you've got some pretty happy people who continue to put money into the market, even though I think they're fools to do that.
Al, I'm a pretty happy people. The consequence of a low interest rate environment is that old fat rich guys like me get richer. The truth is, if you have asset price inflation, real estate inflation, you have to have some assets. You have to have some stock. You have to have some real estate. It's odd that all of the people that support this interest rate environment are people who, by and large, don't benefit from it. The only people who really benefit from it are the old fat rich guys like me. So while the circumstance that we are in today, the complacency, the confidence, the artificially low interest rates make no sense, they're certainly enjoyable. My only fear is that this party comes to a screeching halt, and the consequence of it coming to a screeching halt, Doug Casey calls it interesting in the sense of the Chinese curse, might you live in interesting times. And I'm not interested in living in interesting times. I'm interested in living in good times.
And that, I think, is what most people are interested in living in. And yes, we see weakness in the economy and bad statistics come out here and there. But when you go back to the psychology of people, they don't want necessarily a major shakeup. And the wealthy people that do have access to these benefits that other people don't to make this money are actually the ones that are running a lot of this economy. So they're going to try to keep it going as long as they can.
The complexion, in my opinion, of the United States has changed dramatically over the last maybe 55 years or thereabouts. I would say since the early 60s. Right now, perhaps something north of 60% of the people living in our country right now really don't have the drive that you had, that I had, that Corey has today. They're more interested in being fat and happy, for lack of better terms. They're all complacent because, quote-unquote, the government is going to take care of them. Well, you know, how does that bode for the future of our country? Not well, in my opinion.
Well, Al, I have to say, I hear this repeatedly. and I don't mean geographically, but perhaps the part of the country that I hang out in a demographic sense, I experience a very, very different circumstance. An example would be, I just spoke for Students for Liberty, a student organization, libertarian student organization. It grew from 8 students on Georgetown University 9 years ago to 143,000 students worldwide. The sense that the young people that I hang out with are complacent really makes me feel bad, because when I look at the third generation at Sprott, the 26-year-olds, the 27-year-olds who have come out of school better educated than I could dream of being, scared to death about the information, the economic environment that they're in, working like scalded dogs. If there's something wrong with these kids, there's something horribly wrong with me. I understand that the picture that you paint is probably of a picture of a part of America that I have no exposure to. But the circumstances that I see with the millennials is that they're in every way superior to me, at least the millennials that I've had the good fortune to hang out with.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, we've got a couple of daughters, as you know, 3 daughters. They're all doing very, very well. I would maintain, unfortunately, that the majority of our country don't fall into that category. And that's why I think the government is having such good luck keeping this house of cards from falling over.
I suspect that if the generation that you're talking about, as I say, I have no experience with that part of the generation, isn't doing well, that it's precisely because of the government policies that that generation is the way that they are. There's a phrase that you get what you pay for. And if, in fact, as a social system, we pay people to exhibit sloth and lethargy, of course you're going to get that. We're here in Vancouver, where there's an odd set of perverse incentives. On the one hand, possession of heroin is an indictable offense, the Canadian equivalent of a felony. And at the same time, the Canadian government subsidizes safe injection sites. Now, what kind of message in that is that we're going to subsidize you to engage in a felony? Not to paint a picture of the Canada, I'm only using it as a sort of a guide to the perverse incentives offered up by governments everywhere.
Well, and anyone that has been to Vancouver especially knows that there definitely is a very bad area to Vancouver, and it unfortunately hasn't changed. And unfortunately, that is the government policy, which is kind of weird here because nobody is trying to change that. But getting back to, I think the overall theme here is that people can take some sort of solitude in the younger generation coming up. What you said, Rick, they are going to school, they are getting educated. Unfortunately, they're coming out with some pretty massive student loans, but they are starting to stand up and sometimes fight the administration a bit more than we have seen in, say, the last 20 years.
I completely agree with that, Corey. When I was addressing Students for Liberty, the young people had the good grace to ask me for advice. And I said, you know, you guys are doing so much better than I did at your age. Whatever you do, don't listen to me and don't follow my leadership. You're doing fine. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Well, I got to tell you, it'll be interesting, Corey, to talk with Jeff Dice of the Mises Institute about exactly what Rick is talking about right now, because I'm under the impression that most young people in this country are kind of steering away from what I would call intellectual pursuits, as would be evidenced certainly by the libertarian beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. And I got to tell you, Rick, the only thing I can say is I hope to hell I'm wrong. We're going to drag you back in the second segment, if you don't mind. I want to talk more about what people can do today to protect themselves financially, because that is a very, very big concern. You know, you read about the 70-somethings, the 60-somethings, a very, very high percentage of people have absolutely no money in savings. To me, that's absolutely terrifying. And those people, they need to address that. But I don't see that being addressed. Do you in your business?
No, I don't. That concern is one that you and I share in spades.
Oh, it's a huge concern. I mean, where is the country going to go if the government ends up having to continue to support more and more what I would call people in our particular demographic, Mr. Fleck?
I think the overwhelming aspect that I'm afraid of is that the population is aging in the U.S. as well, especially in the U.S., and that is a big concern right now, is that if you do see a slowdown and another temporary fall, whether it is temporary or long-term, people are going to have to keep on working later and later into their lives, which impacts the younger generation going up. And a healthy economy is one that I think is supported by young people taking jobs early on and working their way through businesses. And right now, it's hard to even get those sometimes low-paying jobs because, unfortunately, people are sticking around mostly because they have to, because their retirement savings, they're worried about them not being there when they need them.
Words of wisdom. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Rick Rule.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment. Corey and I are still chatting with Rick Arun right now. Rick, I want to get over to your area of expertise, which is definitely investing. How do old folks like myself, where do we put our money to be somewhat secure? I should be answering that question, but I'm going to turn it over to you, man.
Well, Al, I'm running a close second in terms of age. Both of us are looking and sneering at Corey, in fact. But the truth is that I think we're headed into a more turbulent time. I'm not saying that we're headed into a worse time, but I think we're headed into a more volatile time. And I think what many people forget in today's low interest rate environment is the efficacy of having cash. The truth is that cash doesn't provide you any kind of yield at all. In fact, it's a drag on your partner, on your investment performance. But the truth is, in very difficult times, in the 2008 style times as an example, cash gives you the tools and it gives you the courage to take advantage of the mistakes of others, and it gives you the ability not to make those mistakes yourself. So start with cash. Cash enhances your sense of well-being, if nothing else. And own gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, or other kinds of precious metals, not because you think or hope that they're going to go up in price, but because they've functioned for thousands of years as catastrophe insurance. Once you've accomplished those two things, what you do is really a function of your time, your needs. An example would be, we had this discussion privately, there is a lot to be said for people our age investing in these terminal and pipeline master limited partnerships. The distributions are very nice. They're partially tax deferred. My suspicion is that they will grow for the next 2 or 3 years because of a shortage of capital in the oil and gas business. So their distributions will grow. That happens once a decade. This time is now. Your risk, of course, is that if interest rates rise, the capitalized value of the distributions, i.e. the share prices, will decline. So use trailing stops. If you are a speculator by nature, which many of your audience is, I think you need to consider the microcap junior resource stocks, but only if you have a high tolerance for risk. A market, as we've noted on your show, that's down by 87% in nominal terms and 95% in real terms is arithmetically 95% more attractive than it was 4 years ago when it was popular. You have to think about that. If you have a 10-year horizon, many people don't have 10-year horizons, although they ought to. Some of the very largest industrial corporations in the United States have wonderful balance sheets. They have wonderful income statements. They're wonderful companies. They're selling at a very, very, very premium price. And so I think if you have a 3-year time frame, you don't own them. But if you have a 10-year time frame, you absolutely own them. The other thing that I would encourage your readers to look at is small community banking stocks around the country. It's a truism that small community banks can't compete with big banks, but they don't have to, because the big banks can't compete with them either. The whole overcapitalized nature of banks that don't have any people's names on them or any attachment to the community that they live in is a perversity, and there are dozens of well-capitalized, well-run banks around the country who make an absolute fortune taking deposits they don't pay for and lending them off at a superior spread. I'm involved in 5 or 6 of these things myself, and it's like your own personally constructed bond portfolio, except for that the coupon goes up every year. Wonderful circumstance.
I think a couple of fantastic takeaways here is it's always very important to know your risk tolerance and to have at least somewhat of a defined timeline of your investment. Sometimes these people get angry because they're listening to traders, and the fact of the matter is they shouldn't be listening to traders. They need to be listening to more either fundamentalists or people with a similar time frame. One quick question here, though, Rick, is a lot of these investments, I'd say pretty much all of them, were pretty U.S.-focused. Is that correct? Is that going to be your long-term outlook?
No, I was speaking to your listener base, which I decided in my own wisdom was U.S.-centric.
We are international, but to a large extent U.S.
For myself, amusingly, the best stocks I had in my portfolio in the last 12 months have been 3 Russian stocks. But the idea of selling opaque Russian stocks to a U.S. retail audience is something that I didn't choose to try and do on your show. Contrarians, people who have an appetite for risk and people who have an appetite for the unusual, should absolutely look outside the U.S. But most people aren't willing to do the work that's necessary to own and maintain portfolios denominated in foreign currencies or populated by foreign entities.
You know, the one comment I would make about something you said, Rick, number one, amen to your comment about the small community bank. I sat on the board of directors of a little bank for 22 years, and I will have to tell you, based on everything that you said, when we finally sold out, we all did just A-OK. Having said that, I really question, though, the wisdom of having a lot of money necessarily in cash. I think there's a better place to put it than just cash.
I disagree completely.
Okay.
You know, Al, you've known me a long time. I've had periods of time in my life when I had a lot of cash and periods of time in my life when I didn't have much cash. And irrespective of economic circumstance, I was happier during periods of time when I had more cash. Now, this is going to make me sound like a lotus-eating Californian. But the truth is, the essence of wealth is enhancing your sense of well-being. And my sense of well-being...
No question. That's a very good point, Rick.
My sense of wealth is enhanced by having lots of cash. But secondarily, I came into the economic and market crash of 2008 really, truly cashed up. It was like being on the opening day of deer season over a salt block that nobody else knew was there, and there were 60 or 70 deer, and I had a submachine gun.
Your point's well taken. I understand exactly where you're going, and I got to tell you, your point is very well taken.
Well, thank you.
Why shouldn't a person make their cash work for them only if they're getting 2.5%, 3%?
My suspicion is that if you have your cash working for you and you have your cash in an instrument that pays a higher yield, your instrument will fluctuate inversely with interest rates. And the same set of circumstances that causes the general securities market collapse will cause difficulties with the instruments that you're trying to store your cash in. The idea that I get 25 basis points in a market where the purchasing power of my dollar is declining by 300 basis points means that I'm paying a 2.75% penalty a year, but I have insurance against the volatility and the risk inherent in markets. And I am certainly willing to buy insurance on an event that I think is probably a probability rather than a possibility.
Some of the concerns that I have, too, when people are putting their cash into what are so-called these safe investments right now, is getting into a liquidity trap, because they're not the only ones thinking about that. Your comment on that there, Rick?
Agreed. I personally regard cash as a tool, and I want to have access to the tool. I don't want that tool metaphorically locked up in a tool shed somewhere. I want it in my hand for when stuff gets bad. I'm not saying the stuff is going to get bad. I just know that my response in 2008 was very different than my response would have been had I not been cashed up. In addition to having the tool to act, I had the courage that came about as a consequence of having the cash. And that was a potent combination. 2008 turned out to be a very, very, very good year for me. And I was very lonely in terms of having a good year among my peers.
It sometimes can be. Some of the most difficult thing to do is sit on that cash for a long time and figure out when the best time to inject it is. That's why sometimes I think it's good to trickle into some of these stocks when you are in, well, especially a resource stock or a resource sector like we're in right now, that, yeah, you may take a 10, 20, maybe even 30% loss, but at least you're slowly trickling in to these type of things, because it's worse missing the upside sometimes than riding it the whole way down. Well, both are horrible.
Rick, appreciate your time. We opened up the show first two segments with Mr. Rule, who is probably one of the most intelligent men who I know. Always a pleasure, Rick.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing to record straight from the Sprott-Stansberry Conference here in Vancouver. And, you know, one of the whole reasons of coming to these conferences are meeting some of these new companies, some companies with some ideas that interest us, especially in the resource market. I think a lot of our listeners out there know just how difficult it has been to be an investor in these markets. But finding some stories that really make sense in these markets is quite refreshing. That's why Al and myself have on with us Patrick Donnelly, the president of First Mining Finance Corp. You can check them out on the Venture Exchange under the symbol FF. Patrick, let's start it off. Can you give our audience maybe the little elevator pitch on just what the idea behind First Mining Finance is?
Absolutely. First Mining Finance is a concept that was formulated by our chairman and founder, Keith Neumeyer. And I'm sure some of your listeners know who Keith Neumeyer is. He's founded First Majestic Silver, which is one of the largest pure-play silver producers in the world. And he also founded First Quantum Minerals, which now has a market cap of $8 billion. So Keith's view is right now, you know, as you alluded to, Corey, that we're definitely at or near the bottom of this severe bear market with respect to resources. And because we're at this bottom, there's some compelling opportunities to go out and acquire some high-quality assets that are held by distressed junior mining companies. And first, the mandate of First Mining Finance is to go out and take advantage of these markets and acquire some of these companies and take these assets and put them into our mineral bank and hold on to them. We currently have 19 assets, and we plan to eventually build that up to 40 or 50 assets over the next couple of years. And then once things do turn around, we will sell these assets when the markets improve and unlock value for our shareholders.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Patrick, in my opinion, this is one of the most interesting business plans that I've seen for a long time. Corey and I chatted with Patrick for probably about half an hour off mic earlier today. And the best example that I can think of what First Mining Finance is all about is tell us about your first situation in Eastern Canada over there. I believe it's in Newfoundland.
That's correct, Al. Yes, we got listed. We did a financing listing in April. And then right off the bat, we locked in on our first acquisition. And there's a company called Coastal Gold, and which owns a high-grade gold project in Newfoundland. And what really drew us to Coastal Gold was a number of things. One, it's got over 1 million ounces of gold, averages about 5 grams per ton. It used to be a formerly producing mine. And I'm drawn into areas that have mines because I remember when I was a undergrad at geology school, first thing I learned is the best place to look for a mine is next to a mine. And so Hopebrook used to run in the 1990s. It produced, I believe it was over 1 million ounces, and it still has 1 million ounces. They're economic. The market cap of the company was about $3 million, and yet it had a high-quality project. It has infrastructure, has power. And I can't say enough about Newfoundland. It's probably one of the best places in the world to do business in terms of mining because it's got a very straightforward, simple permitting system. So we went after them. We were fighting against another company that was trying to acquire them. We had to get our elbows up and make a bit of noise. But in the end, we were successful, and we acquired the company for about $11 million. And so we ended up paying about $11 Canadian an ounce, which I think is incredible value. I think in a normal market, this asset, this company, would probably have a market cap of over $100 million.
Well, I got to tell you, it's funny, Patrick, but in an environment like we're in right now, there are opportunities out there, and that's why I really don't have a lot of time for people who are simply naysayers and nothing else. I mean, you've taken a situation and really, I think, taken advantage of a down market right now. By doing that, you know, you guys are going to make yourself a bunch of money. You're going to basically save the shareholders of Coastal Gold. You're going to save them. They're going to end up making more money. Because if I'm not mistaken, Coastal, when you guys took it over, was trading somewhere less than a nickel, wasn't it?
I believe it was trading around 1 or 2 cents a share. So already the Coastal Gold shareholders are incredibly happy. And they're also happy because, you know, I can never talk enough about our chairman, Keith Neumeyer. You know, one thing I've learned now, and you've probably seen this before, you know, the number one thing you want to look for when you're looking in any company is management. And Keith Neumeyer has an unparalleled track record of delivering considerable value to his shareholders and making them a lot of money. And that's what really, really got Coastal Gold shareholders excited. The opportunity to take their asset, which they knew was high quality, and have Keith Neumeyer and the rest of our management team move forward with this company.
Now, Patrick, when you first started telling us about the story and this Coastal Gold takeover, the question that popped into my mind was, how is this company ever going to have enough cash to continue to expand its properties? But the fact of the matter is, you're able to, because I think Keith is a big player in the company, able to go into these companies and take them over with only share transactions. Can you explain the mentality and how you make that possible?
Well, it's simply, you know, you talk to, it's interesting, people ask me, why don't you use cash to make these acquisitions? And you look at some of these shareholders, like, for example, you know, Coastal Gold, I'd say the cost base for most of their shareholders is probably, you know, well above 50 cents. So you have two choices. You can either, you know, crystallize your losses, you know, at 2 cents, or you decide to take the shares of First Money Finance, which is run by a highly competent, experienced team that's made people a lot of money, and continue to participate in the upside of the story and continue to play the game. So, no, people don't want to crystallize their losses. They know what we're doing. They get the business model, and they have a lot of confidence in Keith Neumeyer and our team.
Well, I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, I think you're a lot better off if you're a resource stock investor, particularly a junior resource stock investor. I think if you can get paper as opposed to taking a loss the size of some of the magnitude of which some of these people would have taken, I mean, it's a no-brainer. It really is, Patrick.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And we're going to continue hunting. We already have now 19 assets in a variety of commodities, in a variety of jurisdictions in North and South America. And we're going to build this company up. And one thing Keith has always been saying, I'm not here to make pennies. I'm not here to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm here to make my third billion-dollar company. And that's what really gets people excited about having their companies be acquired by us and being able to participate in this tremendous upside. This market will turn around. I mean, right now we are at the bottom. I've never seen anything like this, but it will turn around. And when it turns, it's going to turn hard, and we're going to be ready for that, and we're going to unlock a considerable amount of value.
One interesting aspect, too, is that you're not acquiring these properties to take them into production yourself. You're essentially building up this net worth of properties so that not only are you diversified for when the turn happens, but you have the ability to go to a bunch of different other either major or mid-tier, whatever companies you want, and let them run it and just take a portion of it. So I guess if you're a shareholder in this, and one thing that attracts me is that it is a way of diversifying within these metals, because you know what, if one or five, whatever, of these properties don't work out, you still have a fallback option, which is a lot better than some of these companies that are simply exploring on one.
Absolutely. I mean, I would even compare ourselves almost to an ETF. You know, it's a great entry point for investors who, you know, maybe they want to go back into the mining sector, but they don't want to go out and acquire a basket of equities. All they have to do is just buy First Money Finance, and then you got exposure to 19 assets in various commodities and in various jurisdictions. So, that's why the story is, I think, is compelling for the average shareholder. I would even go as far as to say that we're almost like a private equity for the little guy.
I wouldn't almost go that far. As I would say, I would definitely go to that point, because I think that's exactly where you are. It's not necessarily for the little guy. I think it's for the astute investor who truly understands exactly, Patrick, what you guys are doing. I mean, I like to think of myself as being an astute investor, but I tell you, after talking here earlier this morning with you and your team, I think this is one of the most unique ideas that I personally have seen in a very, very long time. And I'd be very curious to see what you folks out there think. Let us know on our blog, would you? Patrick, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Just myself conducting this interview with a good friend of ours, Marin Katusa. Marin, I want to get, first of all, your take on what your speech is about. Give our audience a bit of an overview, and then we're going to take it from there.
Thanks. Yeah, my talk's consistent with my theme that I've been talking about the last few years, which is the U.S. dollar, deflation in the resources, and what's going to happen and how you play it in the resources. So, we were talking about this before we got on air, but the reality is everyone's trying to be optimistic here. We're still at a nice conference. We still have parties, cocktail parties. There's still money in the sector. So even though the market is cheap, when I say market, the resource market, these companies, the actual commodities, I believe they're going to get cheaper. And I believe that there's no need to rush in. And if you do speculate in any of these junior resources, or even some of the producers that are now priced like these, like they're a junior resource speculative stock, ease into the position. Get comfortable. Stay cash. And my largest holding, as it's been for the last 3.5-4 years, has been cash. So that's kind of the summation of my talk.
Sticking to cash right now, I think, is a fantastic suggestion. We have heard that from a couple other of our daily commentators. Plus, you've heard Al and myself talk about how important cash is. And when you are investing in these resource companies, let's stick to that right now, it's important to take a long-term outlook, because I personally don't think they're going to come screaming back. And as you mentioned, these guys, there is still money in the sector. So are we going to see a bankruptcy phase or anything like that, do you think?
I think it's going to get there. You know, I think we got to use our vocabulary very carefully. Investing in the junior resource sector, I call it speculating. And to really understand speculation, I'm going to announce that my next book is going to be really dipping into this. And I got a whole chapter of, you know, are you a speculator, investor, or gambler? And understanding the true differences between the three. So, you know, an investor looking at the junior resource sector is going to look at it very different than a speculator or a gambler. And there's different premises for their investment. So be very careful investing in any company that, you know, their business plan requires a lot of capital very soon. So it's about G&A, it's about expenses, it's about holding costs, and how are they going to execute their business plan?
It's about balance sheets and financial statements right now, and it has been for a while because it's still a game of survival out here. So I think sticking to this type of point, talking about cash, more specifically the U.S. dollar, man, I can't see the U.S. dollar hitting any severe roadblocks or any major falls here anytime soon, especially when you look at what's happening internationally in China and in Europe. What's your comment?
Look, we're clearly reading from the same book. There's some reason that people trash on the U.S. dollar, and it will have its day of reckoning. But I think before the U.S. dollar has its day of reckoning, the euro will have its day of reckoning. And everyone's talking about all these black swans, but I think there's something bigger on the horizon, and I think we're about to approach a herd of black elephants, which is going to be much larger than the black swans that everyone's worried about. You look what's going on globally. We're in an election season coming up here in the U.S. Look at Turkey. You know, a lot of people were surprised how the vote came out against Erdogan. Look at what's going on in Greece. You know, so the world is suffering from a lack of growth. Will certain areas, certain regions, will certain countries, states, provinces, and different parts of the world have a revolution before growth? So we've got a really interesting path. And a lot of people still think of economics in the zero-sum form of traditional economics. Well, they form that they've rewritten the rules with negative interest rates. So the old form of thinking isn't going to work. It's kind of like in mathematics when you bring out the imaginary variables. You know, it changes the rules. So you got to know what's going on. And right now, don't fight the Fed. There'll be a time to play it, but I think in the near term, you're spot on. Because even if there's great opportunities and you're fully invested, the market's going lower, you're going to have less capital to attack that opportunity. But if you're just sitting in U.S. dollars, I think you're going to do just fine in the near term. So let's justify that. I think in the next 6, 12 months, U.S. dollars are going to do just fine.
Well, in talking about this new paradigm that we're at least in right now, we have been in it for a number of years, and that is where you can look at all the fundamentals you want, but I think the biggest fundamental factor out there is what the central banks are doing. And it's hard to exactly predict what they're doing, but they telegraph all this stuff months, even sometimes years ahead, and many people can read the economic data that comes out and understand that they're going to need to keep on printing, and they're not going to be able to raise interest rates very significantly. I still believe that the U.S. will try it, but the other countries around the world, they're so far away from it, it's not even funny.
Well, they're going to do whatever it takes. So expect the Chinese central bank to do whatever's best for them. Expect the Russians to do whatever's best for them. The American Fed has done whatever's best for them. And you know that they're always going to try to save the banks because that's how you prevent a revolution. I think we're going to be in uncharted territory here. Remember, in a deflation, everybody loses in a deflation, regarding what asset class you're in. But do you know who the winner in a deflation is? Cash.
Well, let's get into deflation a bit more because that seems to be on everybody's mind, including the Fed. They're looking at this target 2% inflation rate, and they're not even close to it. We do see inflation in certain aspects in consumer pricing, but the fact of the matter is when you look at commodities, when you look at a whole lot of other currencies out there, it's fully deflationary mode. And with the slowdown in economies, we really have nowhere to go but some form of deflation.
Look, there's so much financial heroin that came into the market to get it going in 08, 09 to save the system. But you look in the in the 40s and 50s. For every dollar of debt the government put on its balance sheet, they get over four times the growth in the market. For every dollar today, you get less than 8 cents of an impact. So the trend is your friend. It's going to continue the way it's going. But it's just like a drug user. You know, the high starts and then it just decreases significantly. And then you get to the point of negative interest rates. So when you look relatively speaking, the U.S. dollar is a pretty good place to be, relatively speaking, when you compare it to the euro, the yen, you know. So there's a lot of changes going on here. And you ask yourself, the average person, when you go traveling, go to Russia, go to China, go to Africa. They don't say, I want to be paid in Swiss francs, or I want to be paid in the Croatian kuna, or I want to be paid in the pound. It's all about the U.S. dollar. Those are just little telltale signals. So dollar's still king. Regardless of what all the gold bugs and, you know, the dollar bears, dollar's still king. I got booed at a Casey conference. I got booed in New York for saying this stuff 3-4 years ago. The same guys today are going, holy crap, I wish I listened to you. Well, my message is still the same. Nothing's going to change in the near term.
And speaking to just your comment on when you travel around, I recently, a few months ago, was on my honeymoon down in South America, and they are more than happy, especially in Argentina, to take that U.S. dollar. They've seen what happened to their currency. Looks very similar to what, if Greece was able to do it, everybody would be accepting the U.S. dollar over there.
You know, Greece is an interesting case study if you want to look at it going, you know, what would happen in America if you were limited to only $60? And yet, will the society work together to solve it, or is there going to be a revolution in Greece? A lot of people are surprised that the people are dealing with it. The average person who's working hard, look, if every Greek is not a crook like the government. There's hardworking Greeks who pay their taxes and do what they're supposed to do and care for their families and have saved money, and that money they can't get to in the bank. So this is all a great reminder for gold and why I'm bullish in the long run. But I'm a realist, and it's about, you know, increasing your net worth, not making a bet off your belief and being wrong. It's about, look, dealing with the facts and the situation we're in. And yes, I believe gold is cheap where it is today, but that doesn't mean it's not going to break $1,000 U.S. Look at reasons why. If you're producing in a U.S. Canadian dollar or an Australian dollar, your costs are going down because you're still selling in a U.S. dollar that's appreciating relative to your currency. So these are still situations proving that the gold production's going to stay where it's at. It's not going to come offline. Everyone thought the same thing a year ago when oil was crashing. I said, no, it's a currency play. And Russia, Saudi Arabia, America, China, Canada, they've all increased their production.
And the fact of the matter is, this production is, they can't just take it offline tomorrow. It takes a long time to start up production. It takes a long time to take it off the table. So it is, I think, a bit silly when people
and
say
and the difference thing
correct.
With gold, remember, what is it, over 60% of the gold that's been mined is above ground. So if you bought gold at $1,500, let's just say hypothetically, and you need dollars, there's no production cost to that gold when you're holding it above ground. So you could hit the bid at $700, $800, $900, whatever. If you need cash, you're going to hit the bid. That's the other risk in gold that no one's talking about is after you buy that refined gold, there's no bottom theoretically.
Always enjoy chatting with you. Everybody, I highly recommend go check out Marin's website. This guy's worth listening to. Thanks, Marin.
Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.